I could be wrong, you know, but I think that's straight out cabbage.
Okay. Do they get bigger than lettuce or about the same size?
No, cabbage will grow a bigger head than lettuce. That is what we raise here, Will. I don't know where in Florida where they're getting it and losing it all now. I don't know how it is there.
What different kind of beans do people grow around here?
Well, they grow, they call them cornfield beans.
What are they?
Huh?
What are cornfield beans?
It runs up to corn stalk.
Yeah, okay.
And then that's called a cornfield. Then there's several different little beans. I couldn't call all of them.
Okay. What about the large beans that are kind of flat and they can be light green or yellow or something like that?
Butter beans?
Yeah, do they grow them around here much?
Sure, they're badass there.
Okay. Now on
butter beans.
The long beans, like you were talking about a minute ago, the cornfield beans, they're like string beans, aren't they?
Yeah, they're string beans. You have to string them and then break them.
Okay.
And then cook them. Put a good big piece of fat back meat in there and season them, you know. You know how to make them.
Yes, sir, yeah. Know what you're talking about.
Yeah, makes them better.
What about on an ear of corn, the stuff that you have to pull off?
Shucks. Okay. You take the shucks off of corn.
Right.
And you got to pull them silks out and clean the silks out of the corn.
Okay. What about the top of a corn stalk, the part that kind of feathers out?
That's tassel.
Okay.
Corn tassel.
What is the corn? What is there any certain kind of corn that's served on the cob?
Oh yeah, yeah, there's plenty of it. You have to boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I mean, does it have to be more tender for you to serve it on the cob, or?
Well, at a certain time, you know, you got to eat them while they're roasting here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the big orange thing that kids cut faces in at Halloween?
That's the Uncle Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Right. That's pumpkin.
And something kind of like a pumpkin, except it's a lot smaller and it's yellow and it looks kind of like a gourd sometimes.
I imagine that would be a squash.
Okay. And this is not a vegetable, but a thing that grows sometimes in the yard or out in the woods that looks kind of like a little umbrella. It's, you know, just tiny little.
Oh, I imagine that's a mushroom.
Okay. And the mushrooms that are the ones you can eat, the ones that are poison, are called what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess they call them poison mushrooms.
Okay.
Am I talking too much over it?
No. What about an owl, a bird that makes a weird kind of noise at night? What kind of owl would that be?
Well, there's a screech owl.
Okay.
You know what a screech owl is?
Yeah, that's a smaller owl.
Yeah, it's small, but he can wink at you.
Wink at you?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Then there's a hoot owl.
And he's larger, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a great big booger.
Okay. What is the bird that pecks holes in trees?
Be a peck of wood.
Okay.
I'd call him that. I think that's about the worst thing to peck holes in timber.
Yeah, I've been trying to.
You got to be an old dead tree, you know, and they'll just dig holes in there and raising hats, young ones up there.
Yeah, I was out walking under one of my trees the other day, and I looked down on the ground, and it looked just like somebody had been sawing up in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Sawdust down there on the ground, and I looked up there, and there's a big old woodpecker hole.
Yeah.
What about the animal that...
Woodchuck.
Yeah, now some people call them that. What about the animal that lives out in the woods that smells real bad, black and white?
Polecat.
Okay.